Three movies open this week, all angling for Oscars. The Reader is about Germany's Nazi past, Gran Torino is about a war veteran who hates immigrants, and Doubt is about a church scandal. So you might think these movies have nothing in common, but Bob Mondello says all three are about generational divides.
Two of these movies have plots revolving around sex between an adult and an adolescent. In Doubt, about a nun who suspects a priest of molesting an altar boy, absolutely nothing sexual happens on screen. And even without sex, Doubt turns out to be more about sex than The Reader, in which a 15-year-old German boy spends the summer of 1958 romping in bed with his 36-year-old girlfriend. Erotic antics are more or less beside the point in The Reader, even when the reading is going on in a shared bathtub.
Lady Chatterley felt his naked flesh against her.
This is disgusting. Where did you get this?
Borrowed it from someone at school.
Well, you should be ashamed. Go on.
The Reader treats young Michael as a sex-crazed puppy eager for experience. It does not treat Hannah as particularly exploitive, though she clearly is exploitive, because what the Reader has on its mind isn't their physical relationship, but the generational change they represent in Germany. Michael is part of what's known as the German second generation. He was born toward the end of World War II and grew up innocently, only learning of Nazi crimes against humanity as he matured. Hannah lived those crimes, and that, far more than the criminal act of her taking an underage lover, is what makes their intimacy grotesque. Doubt is also about a generational difference, not so much between priest and altar boy, though that's certainly the topic of a lot of conversation, but between priest and nun. Young Father Flynn, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, represents the winds of doctrinal change that are blowing through the Catholic Church in the 1960s, winds that alarm Sister Aloysius, played by Meryl Streep. She resists change, whether it's those newfangled ballpoint pens that are messing up penmanship, or the very idea of singing a non-religious song at a Christmas pageant.
Frosty the Snowman espouses a pagan belief in magic. If the music were more somber, people would realize the images are disturbing and the song heretical. Should be banned from the airwaves.
So, not Frosty the Snowman.
May I ask what you're writing down with that ballpoint pen?
Oh, nothing. It's an idea for a sermon.
What is the idea?
Intolerance.
The laid-back priest seems far more appealing than the closed-minded nun until she wonders aloud, without offering any evidence, what's going on between him and an altar boy. Nothing, he says, but it's hard to prove a negative, which leads, as the title has it, to Doubt. What connects Doubt and The Reader is a shared notion that the old ways, whether old church or old Germany, were intolerant, even monstrous. But the espousers of the new are damaged, compromised, and not necessarily better guides to morality. Our elders are disasters, these movies say, and so are we. Now, what are we going to do about our children? One answer is suggested by Clint Eastwood in his new film, Gran Torino. He's playing a guy who is sort of a geriatric Dirty Harry, a racist, bitter old coot who can't stand the Hmong immigrants who've taken over his neighborhood. Then he gets in the middle of a gang dispute and inadvertently helps them, at which point they start stacking flowers on his front porch.
Look, why are you bringing me all this garbage anyway?
Because you saved Tao.
I didn't save anybody.
You're a hero to the neighborhood.
I'm not a hero.
Too bad to think you are.
What he really is something these Hmong families feel they've lost. They've developed generational issues themselves in resettling here. Distant kids, rootless families. Eastwood's character reluctantly becomes for his Hmong neighbors what our society once respected and what theirs still does. The wise, protective elder, capable of routing gangs and of knowing instinctively what's right. Now, if only it were that easy outside the Cineplex. I'm Bob Mondello.
And you can find reviews of other movies out this week. That's at npr.org.